Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin Daf Tzadi Amud Bet. About to take a look at more details of the first Mishnah in our Perek Shvi'i, about Gid Hanasheh. And the Mishnah said, V'yarech shel yeminu v'yarech shel smol, which means that the Isur of Gid Hanasheh applies to either leg of the animal. Matnitin lo krabi Yehuda. Our Mishnah does not follow Yehuda. Tanu Yehuda omer, eino noheg ela be'achat. It only applies to one of the legs. V'hadat machrat et shel yamin. And the reasonable decision of which one is right, meaning it's not clear that it's right, but the reasonable decision is right. Now, Ibayalu, Mifshat Pshita Leila Rabbi Yehuda. Does Rabbi Yehuda have it clear that it's the right? Umay dat, when it says, da'at machrat means da'at Torah, meaning I have the information. O Dilma Sfuki Masafkile. Or maybe he's not sure, but he thinks it's probably right. Umay dat, da'at nota. Da'at nota means it's likelihood. So let's see whether he's sure or not. Toshma. Halacha with Korban Pesach, that bones and gidim and notar, leftover meat, is burnt on the 16th of Nisan. V'avim and ban, our discussion about that statement is, Hani gidim ayavitayu, what do you have gidim there for? I gidei basar, if this is meat, lechlinu, eat it. V'id aitu, if it's leftover, the hainu notar, it's already covered under the rubric of notar. Ela gidei tzavar, must be those tendons in the neck that are too hard to eat. So ila basar nino lishdino, if they're not meat, throw them away. There's no kedusha. V'yamar chista nitzuchay ala l'gidan asheh. The reference is to gidan asheh. V'aliv in Rabbi Yehuda, why? De'amar in roheg ala b'achat. Rabbi Yehuda said it only applies to one. And therefore, we have to say, aha, you can't eat it, but you have to burn it. You can't eat it because you're not sure if that's the one that's asur, but you have to burn it because it may have been meat. Shapir. So if you agree that he's in doubt as to which one it is, then I understand. If you hold that he was clear that it was which one, the right, so eat the one that's left, and that should be meat. And the one that's right, that's asur, is throw away. So it seems like he's in doubt. No, it could be that he's clear. What's the case here? Meaning, we cut the Pesach up, and you have the right gid and the left gid. You know the right gid is asur, the left gid is mutar, but they got mixed up. You don't know which is which. So therefore, you can't eat them, but on the other hand, you have to burn them because it might have been basar. Now, Rashi amar lo nitzucha elu l'shmano, or shumno. It's referring to the fat of the gid. Tanya, shimno mutar, Yisrael kudoshim, Nahagu bo isur, that really you're allowed to eat the fat of the gid, but Am Yisrael Kadoshim, they have a minig not to eat it, so therefore you don't eat it because of the minig, but it really is meat, so you have to burn it. Really, the gid here is a reference to something else identified by Shmuel. Don't you know Shmuel? Shnei gidin here. There's two gidin. Pnimi samuch la'etzem. There's the inner one that's right next to the bone. Asur v'chayavin alav. That's asur to eat, and you get makot for it. Chitzon samuch l'basar, the outer one, which is near the flesh, meaning it's further away from the bone. Asur v'ein chayavin alav. So the isur clearly is drabanan. So you can't eat it because the isur drabanan, but meat, all right, that's meat, therefore you got to burn it. Okay, toshma. Achal mizekazayit umizekazayit. We're still working on Rabbi Yehuda's position. If you ate a kazayit from each leg, sofeg shvonim, Rabbi Yehuda omer, eno sofeg el arba'im, you only get one set of makot. So Tanakama makes sense because you ate two separate kazayitim. And we earlier associated that might have been sumchus. Iyamar pishtamam mifshap shitalei, if you understand Rabbi Yehuda agrees, one of them is absolutely asur. Shapir, I understand why, because you ate one that was absolutely asur without a question, you ate another one that was mutar without a question, that's why you only get one set. So when I say don't eat that one, it might be the Asur one. And I say don't eat that one, it might be the Asur one. You can't get makot for either one of them. Because Shamina Leviyah, Hatrat Safek, Lashmatra, we already learned, we had this in the previous parak, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Hatrat Safek is not Hatra'ah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should get none. So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda is clear. The Tanya, how do we know Rabbi Yehuda holds Hatrat Safek is not Hatra'ah? And again, you have the fellow who has two different people who might be his father. One, his mother was married to up until 7 months before he was born, and 9 months before he was born, and a month later she married another guy, which means he may be a preemie from the second guy or a full term from the first guy. And what's the halacha? Hikayet zeh v'chazar v'hikayet zeh. If he hit one of those potential fathers and drew blood, and then the other, or kilodz, or chazar kilodz, or cursed one and then the other, or ikashnei v'atachadu, kishloshnei v'atachadu, he did that simultaneously, the two of them simultaneously, then chayav, because one way or the other he hit or cursed his father. If you remember, v'atachat chayav zachar zeh, patur, only if he did them at once, like with cursing. But if he did them one after the other, he's patur. And you would assume the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds he's patur is because each one is hatrat safek. Because they say, don't curse that guy, that might be your father, that doesn't count. Don't curse that guy, that might be your father, it doesn't count either. Now, so that means Rabbi Yehuda holds that hatrat safek is not a hatra'a. Therefore, if he was really misupak about the right or the left, you should get no makot there. The answer is, Haitana Sabalaki Idach to Tana Rabbi Yehuda. We have another version of Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Tratzafek Shmatra. It is Atra Adetanya. And again, I'm doing this quickly because we had it in the previous parakla. Korban Pesach can't be left over to the morning. So Rabbi Yehuda says, as we'll see this Rabbi Yehuda, that the Torah gave an assay of burning it after the lotasay of you can't leave it over. Why? To tell you, you don't get makot. Why don't you get makot? Because it's a classic lav hanitak lasei. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. There you go. Rabbi Yaakov Amar lo min hashem huze. Right result, wrong reason. The reason you're not looking for notar is because you didn't do anything. Can't get makot for not doing anything. Which shows us that Rabbi Yehuda indeed may hold hatrat safek shmatra'a. And the reason you'll get makot here is for another reason. And therefore, it could be that that's why you get the makot when you eat the right and the left, even though Rabbi Yehuda may not be sure which one it is, because sachako, you did eat one that was asur. So we're still not sure. Toshma, achal shtei gidim mishtei rechot mishtei beimot. If you ate, bottom line, you ate a right and a left. So two rights. Sofeg shmonim, Rabbi Yehuda omer, eno sofeg labayim. Rabbi Yehuda again says you only get one. Midikam rechtei rechot mishtei beimot. The fact that they picked two rights. Obviously, we're saying that both of them are asur. Or Rabbi Yehuda Yitzchak, and we needed it for Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Chachamim, any two is going to be the same. Why do you have to have two of the same leg from different animals in order to accommodate Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? And Rabbi Yehuda says that you are only looking once. So obviously, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's very clear that one of them is asur. Because otherwise, why pick two different animals and the same one from two animals if you have the same safek? So, shma mina, good. V'ip shita le, am I safek abayim? So, side question, if Rabbi Yehuda is very clear that it's the right, then why do you get only 40 makot, not 80, for eating two rights? Too low. So, lo kipay. Ach maskin and gon de lepo kazayet, titania, elu, titania, achlova, in bo kazayet, chayav, yudo omer, ache bo kazayet. The reason, according to Yehuda, that you do not get makot for both is because we're talking about a case where there isn't a kazayit on each. Chachamim say when you eat a gid, you're chayav, even if there's not a kazayit. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be kazayit. Very simple. Now, the time am I? And this is going to open up a very, very interesting door. What's the reason Rabbi Yehuda says it's the right? Amarav amarkra hayarech. Akaf hayarech. Vafai. How many men it should be erech, the stronger thigh. Rabbanan says, Ahu the Pashit Yisur b'chuli erech. Rabbanan would say it's both. Why is it called hayarech? Because even though he only grabbed him, he grabbed Yaakov at the top of that tendon, the Isur flows throughout the entire thigh. Afuke chitzon delo, as opposed to the outer gid, which does not go the entire thigh, the one that Shmuel mentioned, but rather only goes part of the way. Shimon Levi Amar is a different explanation for what Yehuda said the right. Amakrabi have ko imo, that the malach or ish or whoever it was who was wrestling with Yaakov pulled it as he was wrestling with him. What does that mean? Kadam shechovekat chavero, like a man who is hugging the other in wrestling. V'yadom agav achat mino shechavero. Think about this. If you're facing somebody directly and you're stronger right and you reach your hand around him, if it goes all the way around him, it's going to be coming from the back to his right side. Now we get into the Agadah. It was very interesting about that whole story about the midnight wrestling match. He says he looked like a non-Jew, meaning like a stray, like an idolater to Yaakov. Yisrael said, "Palo of kochavim oved kochavim aderech." What's the halacha? If a Yisrael suddenly encounters a pagan on the road, toflo lumino, you put him on your right side, so that if he pulls out his sword to try to kill you, you'll have a little extra time advantage. He quoted, the opposite, this Malach or Ish appeared to Yaakov like a Tamil Chacham, Damamar, Rechlemin Ravar is a boor. If you walk to the right side of your Rebbe, then you're a fool, because your Rebbe should be to your right. So therefore, this guy was on his right. So have different reasons why Yaakov placed himself so this guy was on his right side. By the way, in the first take, they were facing each other wrestling. In this take, they're side by side. The Israel, Rabbanan Me'achoreyata. So Rabbanan say, why do we say both Gidim or Asur? And they anchor everything in the story of Yaakov. The answer is that this guy, whoever it was, came up to Yaakov from the back. Menashe Batarai, he grabbed both of them and pulled them. Right? Rabbanan, hi behav ko imo my darshibe. So what do they do with this word behav ko imo that makes it sound like it was really a wrestling match face to face? The answer is, there's another drasha yet, from Shimon Levi, Mamed Shehalu Avak Raglotam Ad Kisei HaKavod. This wrestling match kicked up dust that went all the way up to Kisei HaKavod. Why? Ktivachvi Av Koimo Ktivhatam Ve'anan Avak Raglav. And it's God's feet, I have this cloud of dust. Alright. From Shimon Levi, Namani Krashmo Gidan Hashem. Why is this thing called Gidan Hashem? Shanashamim Komo V'yala. Because he pulled it out of its place and it went up. And Yirmiyahu says their weakness has gone up and now they're like women. So it's like it's gone, it left its place. It's like pulled out of the way. What does that mean? God sent a plague. Why does he mention Yaakov? When he's Yaakov. Meaning this thing attacked Yaakov. And Yisrael took it on themselves and they accepted the Yisur. We saw two parakim earlier, actually last parak, about Shechita Sheneruya, that Yosef commanded his servant to prepare a feast for his brothers. Paralein Beit HaShechita Beit HaShechita Tuach Tevach meant that Yosef had the guy show them the Shechita that he did, so they should know they were eating proper food. What's ve'achein? Told Gidon Hashem b'frem. He told the servant, take out the Gidon Hashem in their presence. Our family doesn't eat that. Commander Mar, Gidon Hashem nesad v'nei Noach. And as we said earlier, and we'll see towards the end of the parak, whether or not the Isur existed in the times of Yosef. Now, how does the whole story start of the wrestling match? Vayivater Yaakov v'vado. Yaakov was all alone. Vazon shayya apakink tanim. Why was he all alone? This is very famous. Rashi quotes it in his Perush on Parshat Vayishlach. And Yaakov went back after bringing his whole family across the Yabok. He went back to get little vessels that he had left behind. Why? Mikan Sadikim Shchavaleim Mamonam Yotem Yigufam. Sadikim are more connected or more in love with, as it were, their property than with their body. Why? Because they don't steal anything. So everything they have is pure because it's properly gotten and ethically obtained, and therefore they feel very attached to it. So he didn't want to leave anything behind. Now, so it's a life lesson. Don't go out alone at night, because here, Yaakov was alone at night. Look what happened to him. He gets that lesson from somewhere else. What did Naomi tell Ruth? Boaz is going to winnow the se'orim, the barley, at night. And he's not going to leave there because he's not going to walk out in the fields at night to come home. He's going to sleep there. And that, of course, the famous scene in Ruth Kimmel. We see that Abraham was very, very far. He had to go to the Akedah quickly, but he waited till morning to get up. When Yaakov sends Yosef to go see his brothers, he says, which means he's sending him at a time that he can see how they're doing. Yaakov came to Penuel when the sun came up. The sun came up for him, so he waited till morning. Yaakov, Sha'ati Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Shua beat Liz Shal Emaus. We were in Emaus, which is near Latrun, in the slaughterhouse, and I asked my two teachers, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel, the two masters, this question. Shalchuli kach b'imam nishteb noshav Gamliel. They were buying meat, buying an animal to shecht for Rabbi Gamliel's son's wedding. K'ti, when Rabbi Kiva asked him, La'izrach lo ha-shemesh. The sun came up for him. The sun came only up for him. It came for the whole. It came up for the whole world. And what's the answer? Yitzchak Shemesh Ba'avurov Zachah Ba'avurov. The sun that had set on his behalf now came up on his behalf. In other words, Yaakov sort of had a sun owed to him, and now it came up on his behalf. Why? Dichtiv. And now the famous story of Yaakov leaving Haran, leaving Beersheba to go to Haran. He encountered the place. What's that? Kimata l'Haran. He got all the way to Haran. In other words, we're reading the first pasuk, Harana, as if he got there. When he got to Haran, Amar Avshav, right there, Makomish Palu Avol Taiv Anilai Palalti. Is it possible I passed the place that my ancestors davened, which would either be Beit El or Har Moriah, going to the Akedah, and I didn't stop to daven there? Could you have died to the Me'adah the minute that he decided to come back, Kafzale Ari, at a Kvitzada Derech, and found himself back there? Miyad Vavkama Makomis, he encountered the place. Katsari by the Mehadar, after he finished praying, he wanted to go back to Haran. This tzaddik has come to my hostel, to my lodge, and he's going to leave without having slept there. Eretz Yisrael is my lodge. Miyad ba Hashemesh. So what had happened? Hashem made the sun go down very quickly to ensure that Yaakov would stay there. Now, later on, when Yaakov went to lie down, he took Me'avnei HaMakom. Simple pshat means he took one of the rocks. But here we're reading it as he took some of the rocks of the place. But in the morning when he woke up and he made a matseva that was from the rock. How could you have the rock if he took several rocks? All the rocks got together. They all said, I want the tzaddik to put his head on me. And they all became one rock. Okay, now, he had this dream and he saw a sulam, whatever that may be, anchored in the ground going up to heaven. Tana kama rechboshel sulam, so how wide was the sulam? Shmonat alafim parsaot, 8,000 parsaot, which makes it about 20-some-odd thousand miles. Dichtiv, ve'im alachelim olim v'yordimbo, because the pasuk says that alachelim are going up and down. Olim shnaim v'yordim shnaim means olim, there's two going up and two coming down. At least, yet if the two that are going up encounter the two going down, you need the havulo arba, you need the width of four. Its body is like the port city of Tarshish. And we know that Tarshish was 2,000 parsot wide. So that means this conveyance or ladder or whatever it is had to be 8,000 parsot wide. Tana, Olinu Mistaklim Yogno Shamala. Now we find out more about the Malachim. They'd go up and take a look at the image above. Which image? So Rashi explains the image of Yaakov's face on the Merkava. If you didn't Mistaklim Yogno Shamala Mata, they come down and look at Yaakov's face in life. Okay, Ba'oli Skune, then they wanted to endanger Yaakov. Miyad Rene Adonai Tzavarav. That's why God suddenly appears. Amoshim Gamliya, Men Lakish. Had the text not said it, we could not say such a thing. It's like a man standing over his son and waving all of the bugs away and anyone who wants to hurt him. Hashem is standing over Yaakov and waving the angels away. What does Hashem say? I'm giving you the land that you're lying on. What does that mean? My revute. What's the chiddush? After all, it was already promised. That Hashem folded all of Eretz Yisrael and put it under Yaakov, so that the land that you're lying on is yours. So it would be very easy for his sons to conquer, because father already slept on the whole thing. And now back to the wrestling match. The guy, or whoever it is, said, let me go, because the dawn has risen. Are you a thief? A kidnapper? You're afraid of morning? Why do you have to go? He said, I'm a malach, and from the time that I was created, I never had my turn to say Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu until now. And now it's my turn, I can't miss it. There's three groups of malachim who sing to Hashem every day, and it's new ones every day, so you only get one chance in your whole existence. Achat omeret kadosh. So these three groups, one says kadosh, v'achat omeret kadosh, the other says kadosh. V'achat omeret kadosh Adonai Tzvaot. This is from Yeshayahu Vav, Pasuk Gimel. Meitevei, so we're going to challenge this report of how they sing. God loves the people, the Jewish people, more than the Malachim. Yisrael omim shira b'chol sha'ah. We can say shira whenever we want. Cheshen omim pamachat ba'olam. They only say it one time in their existence. Yisrael mazkirin. Shira ela pamachat b'yom, once a day. V'amila pamachat b'shabbat, maybe once a week. V'amila pamachat b'chodesh, perhaps once a month. V'amila pamachat b'shana, maybe once a year. V'amila pamachat b'shavua, maybe once every shmita. Pamachat b'yovel, maybe once every yovel. V'amila pamachat b'olam, maybe once in all of history. Yisrael mazkirit Hashem achar shtei tivot. The other thing that Hashem loves B'nai Yisrael more is that Am Yisrael says Hashem's name after two words, Shema Yisrael, and there you go. They say it after three words, Kidichtiv, and this is the challenge to the early report. That one Malach says Kadosh, the other says Kadosh, and the other says Kadosh Hashem Tzvaot. Right? Kidichtiv, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot. Meaning that they all say Kadosh, 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 and they say Hashem's name after three words, not two. Ein Malach Hashem Omim Shira Lamala, Ad Shem Yisrael Lamata, plus they depend on us. They can't sing up there until we sing down here. They sing together. The stars in the morning sing together. Which we understand as Malachim. Then they sing. We are Kochvei Boker, the stars. How many stars compared to stars? Ella. So here's how we should interpret what happens above, based on this last brayta, and not what we had. Achatamer Kadosh. Achatamer Kadosh Kadosh. Achatamer Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh. Adonai Tzvaot. And therefore, the best that they can do is to say Hashem's name after three. Ay va'ika baruch, but when they say baruch kvod Hashem, that's after two words. Baruch ofanim hu da'amilei, that's ofanim and other kinds of angels and not malachi asharet. Alright. V'bayit eima, you don't need that distinction. Kevan dityai reshut dityai. Once they already have reshut to say Hashem's name, after three words, kadosh, 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 then they could say it more freely. But the kicker is that the opening to say Hashem's name, that they need three words and we only need two. Okay, there's a interesting little piece in Hosea, which is the Haftarah in many communities of Vayetze, which tells the story of Yaakov, and in it, bits of it, Vayasar el Malach vayuchal bachav itchanin lo. He encountered the Malach, and he was able to hold his own. He cried and begged. Any of them, inasar sar lemi. Who was more powerful than whom? Shomer kesiritim alohim, when the Malach says to him, you have tangled with God, or with him, angels, Yaakov nasasar the Malach. So it means that Yaakov was the one who became the master of the Malach. Bachava itchanin lo, he said he cried and begged. Any of them, bachalami, who cried to whom? Who begged whom? When it says the Malach said, please let me go, Malach bachal Yaakov, the Malach was the one who cried. Ki sarita im Elohim ve'im anashim, have that line. When he says sarita, he's saying you're going to have two great ministers come from you later on in history. Rosh Golash Bavel, the Resh Galuta, the Nasi Shem Eretz Yisrael, the head of the Sanhedrin in Tiberia at that time. Mikano Mazlo Galut. So along with that, there's also a hint to Galut, because you're going to have part of your nation in another country. Now, going to the dream that Yosef interpreted of the butler. Uvagefen shlosha sarigim. The vine had three little buds. Chia bar Abba Marav, Elu Gimel Saregeim. What's Saregeim? Saregeim, Etzim Yisrael, Chol Dorador. These are three great leaders that come out of Am Yisrael in every generation. Pamim Sheshtayim Mikan V'achad Be'eretz Yisrael. Sometimes two are here in Babel and one in Israel. Sometimes two are there and one is here. By the way, never do we have any country bereft of leaders. So they looked at two of Rav's grandchildren through his daughter, and they assumed that they were the two great leaders that they had in Babel at the time. Rav Amar, no. It's not leaders among Am Yisrael, it's leaders among the Goyim, Sarei Goyim, Sarigim, that are Malamed Zchut on Yisrael in every generation. Okay, Tanya of Eliezer Omer, he has a different drasha. Gefen Zah Olam. So it says, he was Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov. V'Yikha Farachat Altani Tzad, starting to bud, Elu HaImahot. He Shilosh Lotan Avim, that the clusters are coming out of grapes, Elu HaShvatim. So his read is that the whole dream is about Am Yisrael growing. What's the point of showing Yosef a dream about what's already happened? Avot, Imahot, Shvatim, already been born. Hello, Amory no Adon Elishmati, the Yot has to be about the future. Ella Geffen Zet Torah. So Shasso Yu and Moshe Vyarun and Miriam, who haven't come around yet. Rachel Vayinza, Elu Sanhedrin. That's the buds. Shilashko Tan Avim, that the grapes are starting to get ripe. Elu Atsadikim Shemachol Dor Vador, in the future. A common phrase in Midrash. We still need Rabbi Lazar Moda'i's Drasha. Because all these Drashot have the different components of the dream being different places. His Drasha has them all in one place. Rabbi Lazar Moda'i Omer. Geffen Zer Yerushalayim. So Shasari Game is Mikdash, Melech, and Kohen Gadol. The three crowning features of Yerushalayim. Gerachat Atani Tzah. What's that? Elu Pirchei Kihuna. Parachat Pirchei Kihuna. Shilu Ashklo. Ta'anavim. What's that? Elu Nesachim. That's the grape libation, the wine, to be pouring the Mizbeach. Meshuvah Levi, Mokim Lab Matanot. He says, the whole Drasha is about Matanot that God gave us. Meshuvah Levi, Geffen is Torah. Shlosha Sarigim is a Be'er Amunah Nanuman. Ve'igvach Ratayin Tzah, what's growing? Elu HaBikurim, that's Bikurim. Shoshkan HaVim, Elu Nesachim, again Nesachim. Yirvim Amamar, Geffen Elu Yisrael. Chinoer Geffen Mitzrayim Tasiyah, it's a reference to Yisrael. That's the three pilgrimage festivals. What's that? And then Am Yisrael is ready to start having a lot of kids and explode in population. That Am Yisrael exploded in population, that was, of course, in Mitzrayim. The bud has come up. Here is a Netzu Harimonim, the allusion to redemption. Chenomer vayez nitzcham al b'gadai v'chomam u'shay yigalti. Vayez nitzcham is like hanetz. Hishirash kotar navim, the grapes are ripe. Pigiyaz v'anam shal v'yisrayim lishtot kos tarila. That means Mitzrayim is about to have its cup of punishment given to it. Why did it say kos paro three times in that dream that the butler had? Chad shatav me Moshe. It's three cups of bitterness. What it drank in Moshe's time with all the plagues. Chad shatav me paro necho. Paro necho. During the times of Rechavam. Chad shatidav lishtot im kol avdei kochavim. It's going to, with all the nations that have heard Am Yisrael, it will also suffer. Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yimra Baba. Ki darish lehu rav lahani cry ba gadata. Kalatech darish lehu. When Rav would darshan the psukim, he darshan exactly the way that you, Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'aba, explained about the meaning of these psukim. Okay, Amar Shimon Lakish. Umazu ki gefen nimshala. Am Yisrael is compared to a vine. Smorot Sheba, there are vines. Elu balei batim. Those are the members of the community. Eshkolot Sheba, the clusters. Elu tamine chachamim, because they are filled with the juice of Torah. Alin Sheba, the leaves. Elu Ameha Aretz, that's the Ameha Aretz, and we'll see why. Knokna Otsheba, which is the little pieces that stick up that have nothing on them. Elu Rikanin Shem Yisrael, those are the people who don't give anything. They don't do anything, they don't contribute. And they have nothing to them. V'ayinu Shalchu Mitam, that's why in Eretz Yisrael they sent the message to us. Libi Rachem Itkalia Al Alia. The Eshkol of grapes, the cluster of grapes, should pray for the leaves. Why? So Malay Alia, let me talk my Itkalia. If it weren't for the leaves, the clusters couldn't be around. They wouldn't be protected. So we have to pray for the welfare of the Yamei Haaretz, etc., to keep us protected. Now, Ve'akreli v'chamishasar kasef. In Sefer Hoshea, he says, I went and Ekreli, whatever that may mean, something for 15 pieces of silver. M'yochar m'shumar m'shumar n'tzadak, en kira l'shon mechira. He says, kira is a short version of selling. Shnemar b'kiriya shakaritili. What does Yaakov say? Bury me back in the grave where I buried Leah that I bought. Chamishasar, why is it Chamishasar? It's that two B'nisan, Shemoni Gali Yisrael Mitzrayim, it's an allusion to the 15th B'nisan. Kesef, what's Kesef? El Tzadikim, Chenomer, Tzorah Kesef, Lakach Biyado. In the Mashal of the Shemana Efet in Mishlei, Tzorah Kesef is Talmid Chachamim. Alright, Chomer is Sa'orim, V'letech Sa'orim, what's that? Elu Mem Hei Tzadikim, Shalom Mitkayim Bayam. Chomer is 30 and Letech is 15. So together it's 45 tzaddikim, but they're grouped in 30 and 15. I don't know if 15 are in Babel and 30 in Israel or vice versa. When he says, I took 30 pieces of silver and threw it into Beit Hashem, so the 30 is an illusion of 30 tzaddikim, they must be there, where Zachary threw the money, and the other 15 are here. And most of them can be found kind of hiding out underneath in the shul. That's what it says. He says, if you're happy, then pay me. And if not, then leave me alone. And they end up paying him 30. You know, Mer Eir Shloshim Tzadikim Motolam. The 30 is a reference to the 30 great Tzadikim among the world. Motolam Mitkayimim. The world exists because of them. Ulamar Eir Shloshim Mitzot Shkivulalim Bnei Noach. Ve'in Mekamim Eir Shloshah. This will bring us back home. This is a reference to the 30 mitzvot that Bnei Noach accepted upon themselves, and they only keep 3. What are they? Achat She'en Kotvin Ketubah L'Zecharim. What's the first one? They don't have a ketubah for a homosexual relationship. They don't mandate and give a homosexual relationship the stamp of approval of marriage. We don't take a mate's body and weigh it out. This may be talking about a nevela, but they don't weigh it out on a scale publicly. The third one is that they show honor for the Torah. Those are the 3 things among all 30. We have no idea what the other 27 are that they accepted upon themselves and they fulfill. Okay, we'll pause at this point after this very long podcast, pick it up with further analysis of Mishnah Aleph. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.